This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're sitting down at Converge 2013 in Orlando, Florida, and we're talking with Chris Vitek, president of WebRTC Strategies. You've read his stuff on Network World, No Jitter, and the STC blog. Always has something good to say. Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Thanks. Good to be here.
WebRTC, that is the hot topic. Tell us about WebRTC. What is WebRTC?
Well, WebRTC is basically IP telephony elements that have been well used for the last 8 to 10 years out in the business. Google went out a couple years ago. Most of us remember them buying Motorola. Well, they bought a couple other companies too, one called Global IP Solutions, which owned all the royalty rights to a couple of codecs and some methods for implementing speech or audio communications.
Yeah, no, the Global IP stuff was in the Nortel and the Avaya products.
It's the same exact codecs that are in those products. The media engine's a little bit different, but the reality is that now what Google has done is they're giving it away. So as long as you subscribe to their structural implementation, whether it be in a browser or natively on an operating system, then they grant you a royalty-free license to use it.
So what does it do for enterprises?
So what does it do? Well, you know, right now, I guess the part that most people will recognize and that they can kind of grasp is that it extends collaboration. And when I say that, I mean, you know, today we have this concept of collaboration that's internal to an organization. But with WebRTC, it extends that to your customers or to your patients or to your users. And it gives them the same rich environment that you may use to share ideas or to solve problems internally. Now that can be used externally. And it kind of, so that's one implementation that really crosses the barrier between regular administrative use and the modern contact center.
Phil Edholm was, I interviewed him on the podcast here. He kind of put this in context in this way. He said, when you surf the web, wherever you're surfing to, you're viewing their interface as they've designed it for you to see. When I make a phone call today, I'm viewing that foreign person by the interface that my IT administrator has allowed me to see with the device. And what WebRTC is going to take telephony and it's going to put it into that interface where who I'm calling is going to define what my telephony experience is.
Exactly, and it gives, and instead of having somebody else decide on what telephony functions you want to expose to your customers or to those outside your firewall,
right,
you can choose what those functions are.
Right.
And I'll give you an example here, and I'll talk about call centers here. It's a little bit of a train of thought that has to go on, but I'll start with big data. Big data, Gartner projects, is a $57 billion a year business for the next 4 years.
Okay.
That's roughly 5 times the entire enterprise telecommunications business every year. So you walk into a Fortune 1000 company and they got big data going.
Sure.
And here's the thing, you can't complete a big data implementation until you extend it to your customers. What's the point in your enterprise where you touch the customers the most? It's in your contact center.
Right.
So the idea of being able to use information you glean from the web or web context rather than voice context or audio context or telephony context. I mean, web context is a lot more than just Annie and Dennis and an account number, right?
Exactly.
So I could have surfed a competitor's website, I could have been on 8 pages on your website, and now I'm coming to you with a question. And all of that can be used in a big data implementation to be able to articulate talking points or articulate micro-targeted marketing offers that are specific to that experience that the customer just had. And the thing about that is that customers are driven by low effort environments. We all know that when we travel, because we go to concierge, they take care of everything, we love it, right?
Right.
Well, customers that call a call center are no different. They want that same low effort experience. corporate executive board did a study of 17,000 buyers 4 years ago, and they determined that 81% of those people that had a low effort experience bought again. Of the people that had a high effort experience, only 1% bought again.
Wow, that's a big number.
It is. And that's just human nature. This is nothing that we don't know intuitively. It's just that they happen to be able to do a study around it. And the key there is that big data implementation can create that low effort environment and give you a no IVR, no hassle routing right to the right person the first time. And the person knows what you need more times than not, and they can give you the answers that you need in a shorter period of time to create that low effort environment for you.
People have been saying, the smart people have been saying, WebRTC is going to flip this industry on its ear. And I've been waiting for a couple of people to give me a good explanation of why. And Phil did, and you did.
Right, and it's starting. It's in its early stage. I mean, we work with Vonage to help them deliver their global video mobile solution. It's on iOS and Android, and it's Vonage Mobile, and it's global video conferencing from your mobile device. It's a native implementation of WebRTC, works great. The quality is far above what we expected out of it, which has really been a really satisfying kind of a thing.
Wow. And that particular model right there is also going to turn the 911 market on its ear, which is one of my pet peeves as well.
Oh, it is.
Next gen 911 is coming, and we're talking about all this data being transmitted from the origination point into public safety. WebRTC has got to be a big part of that.
And while I've not connected all the dots, the piece parts are there.
Absolutely.
Mark, the ability to be able to calculate that data, whether it be from external sources or you locally, and then being able to ship that off to another point, is all well-worn constructs within the WebRTC protocol.
Absolutely. Chris Vitek, thank you for stopping by and talking to us. It's not often I get to talk to a legend in the industry.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know, he gave me $20 to say that.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Mark, and I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.